local talk about local issues. It's the Gary Bouton Show on the AJR News Network.
And good morning. Welcome to a Friday edition. Glad to have you along. Spike Nesmith is with us here as usual on our last day of the week. Mike King's handling our news duties. Brittany Murray's handling the news on Spike. You know what day it is today? Monkey Day. I have no clue why. Monkey Day and Bouillabaisse Day. Bouillabaisse Day. How about that? Yeah? Bouillabaisse? Ever had that? You get it from a good place. It's that's certainly something to be enjoyed. On our show today, we're just going to have a little fun today. We're going to talk about a New Year's Eve event in Clarksburg. It's our own little mini New Year's Rockin' Eve on in downtown Clarksburg, both at the Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center and at Jackson Square, which is the parking facility right in the heart of downtown Clarksburg. But having a big New Year's Eve party, and Daniel Rogers, president of Uptown Clarksburg, is here in studio to chat about that. Jennifer Reeves is going to join us in a little bit. She's an instructor at Milan Park Elementary School, and earlier this week found out that she was the state winner of a national award. It's given out in every state. It's called the Milken Educator Award, and she was the winner in West Virginia. She found out, to her great surprise, on Tuesday that she was the winner. And we're going to talk to her a little bit about that recognition and the nice big fat check that came along with it. Then it's Salvation Army time. They are overworked here in the last 2 weeks before the holidays. And Major Eric Roberts, who's been with the Clarksburg Salvation Army for about 6 months. I think he came here in the middle of the summer or early summer. He's going to join us, we hope, in studio to talk about some of the things they've got that they're cramming in here in the last 2 weeks before Christmas, which includes bell ringing, food baskets, angel tree gifts that need to be distributed. A busy, busy time for them. First up this morning, though, Daniel Rogers is here. He's been with us before, representing Uptown Clarksburg, which is the sponsor. You're the primary sponsor of this New Year's Eve event, which I've grabbed Dick Clark's little little name for it, Clarksburg's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Gary. Always glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. How did you guys become sponsors of this? This is an event that was done just at Jackson Square, kind of through the city for a few years. Then it wasn't done for at least 1 or 2 years, and we're bringing it back.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those that the city put on, and as Clarksburg Uptown, as you mentioned, I'm the president. We just decided, let's bring it back. We have a great facility in Jackson Square, and then we thought, hey, we've got this great restored theater in the Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center. Let's do something in conjunction with that and just make a fun evening to bring in 2019 in Uptown Clarksburg.
So you didn't have enough going on in your world, Daniel. You decided to help create a Uptown Clarksburg doubleheader on
New
Year's Eve.
That's right. Well, I mean, I was going to go to something anyway, so yeah. Why not help put on something to, you know, get a bunch of people together?
Well, I'm hopeful that perhaps the all-night attraction of having two events, and we're going to get into that, describing what exactly is going to happen, will bring more folks out, because the first two, I think it was 3 years we did this, it was great. I mean, it's cold. It's New Year's. Sometimes it's a little bit cold, but there's heaters, there's food, there's drink. The fire department helps out. The city purchased a great big silver ball, and the fire department drops it from one of their ladder trucks. It's a blast. But let's start out at the Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center, because that's where the evening will begin.
The evening does begin there. Doors will open at 7 p.m. They're having a Blues Brothers tribute band. Their name are Shades of Blues, and they will be on from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Tickets for that are $25, which actually includes admission into our after-party event, which is the event that Clarksburg Uptown
at Jackson Square. Yeah, because
there
will be a fee, an admission price to go to
Right. Just after party checks. Only will be $10.
Yeah,
yes,
if you want to go late, skip the Shades of Blues, which we wouldn't suggest that you do. That's a perfect group to start the evening off, I think on
so.
New Year's
yes.
Eve.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And then the after party, we'll have a DJ before our live band will come out. So as you're exiting the Robinson Grand, you'll be hearing music and just head down Pike Street to...
Is that going to be you, Spike? Did you get the New Year's Eve? It's a West Virginia radio DJ. I don't know if they've even selected someone yet. But yeah, one of our guys will be doing that. Guys or gals, I'm not sure yet. All right, so yeah, you start out at the Performing Arts Center.
Right.
And
the Shades of Blues will go on 8 to 9:30.
And they've got food and drink there too, obviously.
Absolutely.
That's part of the new setup there. That's the business
If you haven't
model.
Been inside, it's amazing. Yeah. It is so beautiful, and it's great to have it back. Yeah. It really is.
So all you have to do is walk down the street, what, a block and a half, basically?
If that, yeah.
Yeah. And is the, I think, is everybody going to be undercover?
We're going to all be undercover. We're going to have heaters under there. So, you know, it's going to go on rain or shine, but we're undercover, so it really doesn't matter.
And the propane heaters do.
Oh, they do.
You know, one night of the three, it was particularly cold. The other two times, it wasn't all that bad. And keep in mind, folks, that Times Square, which has temperatures pretty consistent with what we have around here, is going to have several. It's going to have probably a couple million people,
right,
in downtown Clarksburg. So, come on out. Yeah, Times Square doesn't have propane heaters, to my knowledge, spread out where you can go and kind of park in a spot where. And last time, I don't know if you're doing. Are you doing a warming tent? Do you even know?
I'm not sure. I don't think we'll need it. Because everything being up there with all the heaters and the people and the band and everything.
In the past.
So we're just going to focus on the heaters. Yeah, and we'll have plenty of those.
Yeah.
So.
In past, they were down on the lower lot, so it wasn't as
good. Yeah, so we decided to go ahead and move it up. And we're going to have a live band there, a party band out of Pittsburgh called the Jukebox Band. Highly acclaimed. They play a bunch of events. It's going to be fantastic.
Do you have that one ready, Spike? I was able to find a little clip from them from one of their live events. I don't know where it was, but this actually has a little medley of their tunes. Sounds good. A good party song, Spike. Play it, let it roll into the next little event here. We've got time. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks. I'm not a big hip music. Is this Green Day? See? Gary's not a total loser.
That's right.
I don't know who did that first one, though. Shut Up and Dance With Me. I don't know if that's even the name of it, but I remember it. It's a pretty good tune. I thought I'd let it roll through to this because they do a little hip hop too. Yeah. Alright, that's good. But the video shows a lot of folks having a good time. I think that's a perfect combination between the Blues Brothers and this group for New Year's Eve.
Perfect find. Yeah. I mean, it really is going to be amazing.
Now, how are we getting the word out? Because in all likelihood, a New Year's Eve event like this is going to need to attract a younger group, which means, and West Virginia is not a real young state, so the message is going to have to be delivered over a pretty wide geographical area. Are we trying to do that?
Yeah, so we're obviously we're using social media. It's probably the best way to reach the younger audience these days. So through Facebook, Clarksburg Uptown's got a page. We're using the Robinson Grand's Facebook page. We're doing some promotions. We'll be doing some giveaways through the Facebook pages as well. And then really word of mouth. So I'm going to tell my friends and my family, and hopefully they'll tell their, friends as
Everybody spread it on their social media pages.
Exactly. And, share away, right?
I think that in the past when just the city and the CVB were doing it, it was a great event. I think I'm not sure a lot of people knew that it was going on, but we've got you know, several college towns within our living area, even though a fair number of the students probably are going to be going home for the holidays. But when you talk about WVU, Fairmont State, Salem, Wesleyan, Glen, a lot of those kids are not that far away. When they go home for Christmas, they're not going home to New Jersey necessarily.
Yeah. I think it's just it's exciting to get people together outside, just like you're in Times Square, and we're just going to have I do want to mention, we are going to have a big Zambelli fireworks show to bring in 2019 with the ball drop. So it's going to be an event that a lot of people have worked very hard on this, and it's we're going to make it. It's now, called folks, Uptown's Grand New Year's Eve Bash, and it's going to be just that.
Yeah. And again, at the at Jackson Square, there'll be
There will be food, drinks. Absolutely.
I don't know. Hot chocolate. I don't know. Somebody.
So, Big Kahuna Food Truck's going to put on the food. There will be, adult beverages for purchase as well. So,
who's helping you? When I say you, I mean Uptown Clarksburg, even though I know, Daniel, you're pretty invested in this.
Yeah.
And trying to get your work done running a company at the same time. Who else is helping besides the CVB to pull all this together?
We have some sponsors. The sponsors.
Fire away. We appreciate their help.
Harris County EMS, Premier Energy, Premier Bank. They are helping out with the fireworks and the band. And as you mentioned, the CVB is helping as well.
And the fire department.
The fire department, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The I think it's a good idea to go wide with the promotion, and we hope we can encourage folks to kind of share that, because it'll be fun. Let's run through it again. We're going to start when? At the Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center?
Doors open at 7, right.
Okay.
8 to 9:30 will be the show there.
Shades of Blues.
Shades of Blues. Tickets, $25. They can be purchased at www.therobinsongrand.com. And after the show, the after party will kick off. And like I said, the tickets to the Shades of Blues includes admission to the after party.
Yeah.
And then if you just want to do after party only, which I would hope you would want to go to the show,
It's
$10 there in advance or at the door.
And it's an easy walk from Performing Arts Center to where Jackson Square
is. The DJ should go on about 8:30 because they'll be, rocking out as people are exiting the theater.
Yeah. And it's undercover.
Undercover.
Again, with heaters. Come out and enjoy.
The Jukebox Band will go on about 10 p.m. and they will play on through about 12:30 and they will help us ring in the new year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when we mention sponsors, I always like to put in a little plug too for the fire department. They've always been a big help with this. I'm not sure you meant, we talked about the fire department, but I want to make sure they get a pat on the back because they did a great job with that. They bring in their huge ladder truck and they've got the big silver ball that'll be at the very top. They elevate that ladder all the way as high as it'll go, and then they've got some kind of a rope mechanism, and I'm not sure how the heck it's lowered, but we will have a ball drop
in the city of Clarksburg and the police department
takes a lot of folks because they'll have to help just coordinate things downtown. Hey, Daniel, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You have some work to do yet.
Absolutely. We still got some work. Yeah.
What a great event. I think it's so much fun. I hope we get a lot of people out. I think it's a great idea because do you know of anything close by that would parallel this
or equal this,
an outdoor event on New Year's Eve?
I don't, no.
I think it's a super opportunity, particularly for young folks. But, hey, it's for young and old. We played you a little of the music there, and I even recognized a couple of the tunes, right, Spike? So, if you're 56 years old, you'll enjoy it just as much.
You still got it, Gary.
Yeah, Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to check in with West Virginia's Milken Award winner, Jennifer Reeves. She's a teacher at Milan Park Elementary School. She'll join us right after this.
You're listening to The Gary Bowden Show on the AJR News Network.
And we welcome Jennifer Reeves, who is an instructor, teacher at Milan Park Elementary School in Monongahela County. And this week was named West Virginia's 2018 Milken Educator. a national award that's given out to, I guess, just 50 people, one person from each state. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. Welcome and congratulations.
Hi, thank you so much. It's really an honor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is an honor. I was reading about this. This is the Milken Family Foundation is based out of California. Did you do some reading up too after you won the award?
I did. Yeah. It's not really an award I had heard of or was very familiar with. So afterwards, I did a little bit of research, and they're an amazing foundation.
Yeah.
They support educators and everything they do, and I'm just very honored to be a part of their family now.
Yeah, I had that in my notes for a little bit later, but I wondered if you even had ever heard of the Milken Family Foundation or their awards, because I'm not sure that I was aware of it. And I did, like you, I did a little background work. So you got... as did other teachers and students, you were corralled in a gym or whatever there at school for a fake assembly on Tuesday. And I checked the video, which was on the Milken Family Foundation website, and it appeared you were genuinely surprised.
I was genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
My administrator, she, you know, called this assembly, and she had made up a very good backstory on what it was about. And so I was completely convinced that that was what it was about. When I saw the people coming in, I'm like, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And I was genuinely surprised. Nothing like this has ever happened to me in my life. It's just such an honor. I literally was just speechless.
Well, they brought you in... And I maybe the others, too, under the auspices of it being some kind of a technology-related gathering, and that's what you teach, right? So why wouldn't you want to be? In fact, were you not recording some of this for the social page you manage for the school?
I was. So I'm the technology integration specialist here at Milam Park, and my principal's backstory is that we had gotten a grant from the state for technology, and so they were going to award us with this grant.
You're thinking new equipment.
Yeah,
this
I'm like,
is great.
This is awesome. Like, this is great. And so I told her, I said, do you want me to record? Because I'm in charge of our Twitter page, our Instagram page, and also our Facebook for social media. And so I said, do you want me to record and get some footage? She's like, absolutely. And so I had my phone out, and I was doing a little bit of recording so that I could, you know, tweet and get some information out there. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is so exciting. Like, I have got to get this on tape.
Ah.
And so I had my phone out because I was recording it. And I haven't gone back to watch the recording afterwards.
I bet it was a little shaky near the end.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I'll bet whatever you were using, your phone to shoot it?
Yes. Usually I live stream for all of our assemblies and things like that. And it was kind of last minute, so I just had my phone. And I was like, well, I'll just use my phone. And I capture lots of video and footage on my phone anyway to use for our social media.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll just get my phone out and get some footage, because I was like, I need to be able to... tweet this out. Like, this is going to be huge. And and little did I know, I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm guessing that video coverage got a little shaky there near the end. The Monongalia County Superintendent of Schools, Edie Campbell, was there. The State Superintendent of Schools, Steve Payne, who was on our show just a couple of weeks ago, was present. And he's a former winner. Did you know that?
He is. And I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, Dr. Payne is such an advocate for our students and for our state.
He's a great guy.
I am so proud to be in West Virginia.
Yeah.
He just truly believes in our kids and doing whatever it takes for our students. I'm always blown away by him. Every time I see him and every time I meet him, I just cannot say enough good things about Dr. Payne and the great work that he's doing to support our teachers and our schools here in West Virginia. And I have to give a shout out to our new superintendent, Eddie Campbell, for coming and being in our building and being so supportive. I know he's still new, but he's really been, you know, getting out there and getting in the schools and getting his hands dirty and doing what he needs to do to make sure our kids get what they need.
Well, I'm glad you corrected me, Jennifer, because I said Edie Campbell. That was the way it was spelled in something I read, E-D-I-E. So I'm glad we got that straight. Eddie Campbell is the new superintendent of schools. We're talking with Jennifer Reeves, who is the 2018 Milken Educator winner for the state of West Virginia. She's an instructor at Milam Park Elementary School. Tell me again, you're an integration integration specialist, something like that. What is that?
Yes. So my title is I'm a technology integration specialist. My job is to work with teachers and students to support them in ways to better integrate technology into the classroom. I also work and do professional development with teachers. I co-teach in classrooms. I'm kind of a little bit of everywhere, just making sure that not only our technology needs are met, but also that our teachers are up to date with the newest and the best in technology and that they can use that in an effective way in their classroom.
And I wanted to mention before we get ready to take a break here that of the folks that were at this presentation, also Jane Foley, who is a vice president with the Milken Foundation, was there in attendance, correct?
Yes, Jane kind of kicked off the presentation, and she's a firecracker. She was wonderful.
Hey, Jennifer, hang on to that thought about Jane, and then I've got some other questions. I want to talk about the monetary award, which was really nice. Can you hold on for us for a second?
Yes, I can.
We're going to check Metro News, find out what's happening around the state of West Virginia, and we'll be back.
And now, back to the Gary Boughton Show on the AJR News Network.
We're talking with West Virginia's 2018 Milken educator named this past Tuesday. Jennifer Reeves has been waiting for us. Jennifer, thanks for hanging on through the break.
Sure, absolutely.
You were talking about Jane Foley, who was the senior VP for the Milken Foundation, who actually came and got everybody kind of excited about what was going on.
Yes, she is an outstanding lady, very knowledgeable, very sweet. Like, she really got the crowd amped up and got them excited. And
she's a former winner, too.
She is.
We mentioned Steve Payne is. Jane Foley is as well, yeah.
She is. There were actually a couple other Milken winners there as well in the audience, in the crowd, which I had no idea. But I think that just added to the surprise.
Yeah, well, I had to smile, too, because when I tried to track you down at the school, I thought maybe you'd be the rest of the week entitled to walk around school with a sash and some kind of a crown, and you were outside doing your regular after school bus duty.
Oh, yes. That's really important to me that, you know, I'm a teacher and that's what I do, and that, you know, my job comes first and the kids here at Milan Park come first. So, yep, I keep on doing my thing. I actually taught a class on the day that I won the award because I said I have to, you know, I got to keep on with my regular schedule. Our kids depend on it. So, yeah.
One nice little highlight, though, this award does come with a nice Christmas bonus. Can you tell us what you've won?
So when they announced it, they said that there was also a cash award of $25,000, which I've never...
Did the thousand...
Like I said, I've never...
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I was very surprised and very honored. I work with a lot of amazing teachers here at Milan Park. I have an amazing administrator, Mrs. Lupo, and Mrs. Pack. They have been so supportive of me and every movement and everything that I've tried to do school-wide that I think would, you know, increase academic achievement here at Milan Park regarding coding and computer science. They have been my biggest cheerleader, and the teachers that I work with every day, they are the ones that go the extra mile and take something that I work with them and they just blow it out of the water. They just make it amazing. They take like just a little thing that we've worked on and just bring it to their classroom and give our kids at Milan Park the education that they deserve. Well, so it's definitely a team effort for sure.
And you're being very kind, recognizing all the other folks that work with you or have helped you along the way. But I mean, you won a pretty prestigious award. Can you tell us what you're really good at? How did you get elevated to this level? And again, because it was all secret, you didn't know anything about it, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I actually asked afterwards. I said, you know, how did I get nominated, or who can I thank?
Yeah.
For this award, and Jane at the Milken Foundation actually said, you know, we find you. You don't find us, we find you. Yeah. And so that was definitely, made me feel good. But yeah. I think one of the big things that we've been doing here at Milan Park, I started out, this is the only school I've ever worked at since I graduated from West Virginia University. I taught second grade for about 7 years.
And you didn't want to leave to go to this new job.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I love being a classroom teacher. I love working with kids. I love making a difference. It just warmed my heart. Like, being a classroom teacher was, I thought that was going to be it for me. Like, this was going to be it. This is all I wanted to do. I was happy. And we had just gotten laptops in our classroom. And I was starting to do some innovative things with technology. And my principal came to me and she was like, hey, you're doing some really cool stuff in your classroom. You know, would you be interested in taking a job like this? We have a position available. Because we hadn't had anybody, a technology specialist in our building,
okay,
from the time that I worked there, mm-hmm, from 8 years ago. And she said, you know, would you be interested? And I basically said, I don't know. She said, will you at least bid on the job? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
So she ended up offering it to me, and her big push was, you know, you're doing some really great stuff with 24 kids, but if you take this job, you can make a big difference in all 500 of our kids. And that kind of was what
pushed me over.
Yeah,
pretty good sales pitch. Yeah, that's a good sales
pitch. No,
I'm,
yes, okay, I'll do it. And so I started taking the things and, you know, that I was doing in my classroom and starting to kind of share the love around our building. And I've just been very honored and very blessed to have such supportive administration, because without that, this would never have been possible.
This Milken Educator Award is sometimes referred to as the Oscars of teaching, the Oscar Award for teaching. So with a little $25,000 check, your next line should be, I'm going to Disney World. have you decided yet on any kind of a, you sound very level-headed, any kind of a mini splurge in your sights anyway, Jennifer?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
It's going to go in the bank.
It's still
use
soon.
It how we need it, and
yeah.
But I would like to take my daughter to Disney World. That has been a dream
really?
Of our family.
Oh, okay.
So she has not yet been. So
lovely.
That might be in our future,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But the money is for you, though, right?
Yes.
That's so nice. Well, it's really a delight to chat with you, and what a great honor to be recognized in this way. Golly, you know, teachers just don't get the recognition, the pay, all the other things. Yet teachers always have the passion and the love for the kids and what they do, and it's exemplified in your spirit and energy, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank
Absolutely.
You so
much. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for joining us this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jennifer Reeves is an instructor at Milan Park Elementary School in Monongahela County, and she won the 2018 Milken Educator Award, only one given out in the state of West Virginia. Jennifer was the recipient, and it's been a pretty good week for her. Okay, we got to take a break. When we return, we're going to talk about busy times right before Christmas at the Salvation Army. Our new local major, Eric Roberts, will join us right after this.
Your daily dose of sanity. The Gary Bowden Show on the AJR News Network.
And we're delighted to have with us Major Eric Roberts of the Clarksburg Salvation Army. Busy time for them. And here at Christmas, T-minus about, 12, 11 days?
Do something
you even
like that,
have,
yeah.
Do you have time to think about it?
We just work hard until it comes.
Well, thanks for taking time to join us, because you told me that right up till this morning you had to try to meet with volunteer bell ringers and then squeeze in a quick trip to the studio, so we're glad you were able to make it. But frankly, this close to Christmas, you're busy, but still looking for a few good men and women, right?
That's right. We still are. We need volunteers to ring the bells at our kettle locations, and we have a lot of locations to ring at. You can just call the Salvation Army, 622-2360, and ask for Christina. We can get you on the schedule.
Yeah. The different things you have left in addition to bell ringing, the Angel Tree, which is a big program for you that provides.
We had over 1,000 children.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 children on our Angel Tree program this year. And and we were just flabbergasted by the outpouring of this community. They adopted the angels very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just looking to get those gifts back, because next Tuesday we have to distribute.
I was going to say, that's the work that everybody else does. Now comes the Salvation Army's work, right?
That's right.
How do you handle the logistics of making sure now you've got the right stuff paired up with 1,000 kids?
This isn't our first rodeo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We've been, but also we have some wonderful volunteers. Many of them are members of our Raja board. One volunteer, they have a system set up, and they go through and they check every single bag and make sure every child has everything. And they're just wonderful at what they do. I want to put a shout out to them. Yeah. They're very good.
And there's always a few of these Angel Tree recipients that fall through the cracks. Maybe something happened.
Yeah,
somebody lost their car. They forgot to do whatever. So donations are still welcome. What types of things really help out?
Well, I mean, we have 1,000-something angel tags that go out. It's invariably, you're going to probably miss one here or there. We're not perfect.
Right.
But we do have, you can, any toy, a brand new toy you bring in, that would be for any child, age, whatever. Also, clothing sizes sometimes are kind of hard to come by. Those clothing sizes that are hard to come by might be good to bring in. Any kind of those things like that, because what we do, we try to fill in. If we don't have an angel tag come back or gifts come back for an angel tag, then we try to fill in with different things that we have.
And I'm going to back up to the bell ringing, because you were, I think you told me yesterday, you were going to be meeting with volunteers this morning to give them their assignments. But you've had folks out at some locations for a week or so now or more. Do you start right after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we did. We started, actually, we started the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And so we did then, and then we worked all the week up to Thanksgiving. But we didn't get the Kroger's and the Walmart's until after Thanksgiving, and that's when we really started big time on it.
And I want to make sure we give a shout out, too, that we're talking to Eric Roberts, who's the major in charge of the Clarksburg Salvation Army, but we have Salvation Army in Morgantown, I know. Grafton, is that right?
Yeah.
Weston, I think.
Not Salvation Army, but we do help.
You help
call our neighbors there.
Okay.
Buckhen has
maybe, okay. I knew there was another one just south of us,
yeah.
But we want to make sure that folks recognize and help those Salvation Army organizations as well. And they're, for the most part, engaged in similar services or the same services, right? I'm sure
pretty much similar, not exactly the same.
They ring the bells. So, and okay, so now let's move on to one we haven't talked about yet. In addition to the bell ringing, having volunteers to organize the giving away of all these gifts for recipients of the Angel Tree, you're doing food baskets too.
That's right. We've already prepared the baskets. All we got to do is put the turkey and the rolls in, and those baskets are ready to go. We had many volunteers to help us out with that, and they did a fantastic job. We got through those things real quickly.
I'm convinced that there's a little Christmas magic that comes to play here. When I started reading those numbers, Eric, you've got to distribute 1,000, gifts for 1,000 kids. And on the same day, you're distributing the 200 food baskets?
Yeah. Well, we got a system set up.
I'll say you do.
we have a lot of churches that help us out, and we're going to go through the giving the gifts. We've done, we've done this before, so we know how to get them through and get them out in a efficient manner. And then we have a lot of churches that are helping us with other food boxes. We have more food. We have about 450 families that we're still that have food. But churches have helped, and they've adopted those families, and they're going to give them food at their churches. So that cuts down a lot of food boxes we have to give out on that day. And then we have a system set up that they only come in at a certain time, or the ones who are going to get food boxes. So we know exactly when they're going to get the food boxes, who's going to get the food boxes, stuff like that. So we have it set up to do that.
I'm jumping around a little bit, but back to the bell ringing, which is really important this last week and a half before Christmas, because it represents a fairly significant portion of your annual budget for Salvation Army.
It is the biggest fundraiser we have throughout the year.
Okay.
And what it does is all the money that we don't use in the Christmas programs that we have, that goes to support the Salvation Army throughout the year. So we're paying someone's light bill, we're paying someone's rent.
Well, this time of the year, utilities, because people are going to have higher heating.
And also it helps to restock our food pantry. And if we had more donations from the community, we wouldn't have to do that. But we try not to spend too much, but we get help through the Mountaineer Food Bank that helps us. We get food at a pretty good discount price.
Well, let's talk about it's a little bit of a problem this time of the year, and we were talking about it before we went on the air. 20, 30 years ago, to do this bell ringing at multiple locations in the area, all you really had to do was contact the civic clubs in the area. Lions Club, Kiwanis, Rotary, there's other women's clubs. I forget the names of all of them.
Those ones that you named have already signed up and they're ringing.
Okay. You don't have the numbers anymore in those clubs helps you out the way you used to be helped out. And in the paper, I've read that you might even have to go to paying folks to ring bells. Do you really have to do that sometimes?
Yeah, we have to do that sometimes. And the sad thing about that, it's actually a good thing too. It's a win-win because there are a lot of people in the community that they need a job. They need something to do.
Well, okay.
And so it's a way to give them a job.
Never thought of that. Yeah.
And help them out as well as them helping us out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win at that time.
You could pull some of your folks that volunteer at the Salvation Army, somebody from the mission, whatever, not getting a paycheck currently. All right, so you confident that you'll have the numbers that you need then to get the job done?
Oh, we need more still. We still need volunteers.
And what should they do? What's the best way to communicate with you? Just
call the number 622-2360 and ask for Christina. She can get you on the schedule. Okay. She's the one person that schedules all the volunteers on our schedule. So that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Now you've been in Clarksburg since June, I believe you told me.
Yes, sir.
What's been are we any different? You've been in the Salvation Army, I'm guessing, for a while, moved around to a couple of different assignments. Anything different about Clarksburg, or do we have the same problems that everybody else has?
Actually, let me. I don't want to put it down or anything like that, but we got the same problems that everybody else has.
Yeah,
people are people wherever you go, and we've learned that. And my wife and I, we love people. And we love getting to know people. So it was a wonderful change for us to move from the states of Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi to come to West Virginia. We've seen the beauty of West Virginia. The mountains are just fantastic. And we're excited about getting to going.
Salvation Army does seem to move you folks around a good bit. Why is that? Do you even know?
Well, that's kind of been debated. It's been kind of controversial in some areas, but we feel that it keeps the officer fresh. It keeps the person in charge fresh. They don't become stale, and it keeps them fresh. They're always moving and doing something. In fact, we were told when we got here we had to hit the ground running, and we couldn't wait around and try to figure out everything going on for us. We had to hit the ground running, so that's what we did. And we got some programs going. We started some new programs in our church activities, and we're doing real good with the Kettles this year. Thankful to people in this community that give to the Kettles. We've been getting a lot of
them. And I wanted to make an appeal on that because I can say very personally that there were years, a while back that, you walk by those and oh my golly, I'm trying to just go do my Christmas shopping and somebody's in my face with a red kettle and a bell ringing. And I would have to say that an annoyance was probably what comes to mind. And I've matured and learned a little bit better and strongly encourage people to, support the Salvation Army. They do such great things. Open up your pocket change, your wallet, and throw some money in those kettles. Don't tell them you'll get them on the way out and then hustle to your car secretly, surreptitiously, go out the back door and run to your car. Help out those red
kettles. We have a challenge to Harrison County right now. I figured out that if everybody in Harrison County were to give $1.80 in the kettle, we'd make our goal of $90,000.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just $1.80.
Put $2 in for heaven's sake, all right?
Somebody can't give $1.80. Get a little extra.
Put $2 in the red kettle. Make sure you do that this Christmas season. Major Eric Roberts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for
joining us. Welcome to Clarksburg and West Virginia. You did have to hit the ground running, and you're going to be running the next 10, 11 days, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to take a break when we return. This is the last day of Hoppy's little vacation, and I think TJ Meadows is in the hot seat today for Metro News Talkline. He's going to join us right after this.
Weekdays from 9, it's the Gary Bowden Show on the AJR News Network.
Up next on many of these stations is Metro News Talkline. It's surely up next on our station, which is probably an important reminder. And this morning, TJ Meadows will be filling in for Hoppy Kercheval. He joins us now. TJ, good morning.
Morning, Gary. Don't joke about the lineup, man, because you never know. With a guest host, I don't want any affiliates dropping because Hoppy's not here.
No, that would never happen. And speaking of lineup, I'm reading headlines here on WV Metro News online, and I'm just kind of shaking my head, as I think are members of this Blue Ribbon Commission on Higher Education. I'd love to be able to say, as I'm sure many others would be, including the people on the commission, that they're getting really close to an answer, but it does not appear to be the case.
No, if you look up the word mess in the dictionary, you may very well find a reference.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
it's all over the place. Mike Farrell issuing a very stern letter yesterday to the entire commission. He and Gordon Gee had some words about that on the call. We're going to talk with Mike Farrell today at 11:06. And get his take. And it's very interesting. When this first started, he said he didn't feel like the HEPC, whom he is the chairman of, was being replaced. It wasn't meant to be supplanted. I'm sure he has changed his opinion on that. And so we're going to get down into the weeds and into the details on the Blue Ribbon Commission and see where we go from here.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, and you do the steam release, don't you, in Hoppy's absence?
11:30.
Yeah, great. Okay. Hey, TJ, have a great show. Thanks for joining us.
Gary, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Sure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, a little time left to mention. What was the... there was something else I wanted to mention. I lost my train of thought. But anyway, hope you have a great weekend. We are out of time. And I'm still trying to think of what I wanted to say, but I can't think of it. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Harry Green, 7 Acres. Get the Chevy you want when you want it.